I think I need to get you more pieces like this one. You know, that fall to the wayside to allow for your pregnancy bump to be proudly displayed. Alpha can't get enough of your candied scents, happily permeating the air, sinking into my pores. Ever since you've gotten pregnant, your scent has been off the charts. Like you've decided to forgo your suppressants to let the smell of happy, mated Omega out for all the world to know. You just like showing off how well taken care of you are, don't you? I know, because I'm your alpha. I know you better than you know yourself, little O. My lips warm against your belly bump for all to see. You're the definition of a pampered Omega right now. Sitting in the nest that Alpha made for you. That's right. Surrounded by my sweatshirts and pajamas. While you lay flat, I'm resting between your thighs, worshipping the bump that we created. It's hard to believe that just a few months ago, this was completely empty. There was nothing but Alpha's nod and come inside you, huh? Well, now you know what it feels like to always be full. Feels good, doesn't it? Feeling all the tension released from your muscles. You've never felt more at peace with yourself than when you're knocked up like this, huh? You're certainly not complaining about the attention from Alpha. With every day that the little bump grows, the more attractive you get to me, and the harder it is for me to keep my hands to myself. You just look so good with the bump. I almost want to keep you like this forever. I now understand why Alpha say that first pregnancy in their mate just triggers them to have more knothead behavior. Because seeing you, that's enough to make me lose all rational thoughts. I want you all to myself. Is that such a crime? Then lock me up, little O. I'd like to see you try. Do you even notice the sounds you're making? It sounds so familiar. Almost like when you're in heat, bitch. How interesting. Looking down and seeing your alpha between your thighs. Seeing my eyes peek over the bump. It's almost too much for you as your scent gives away how much you're really feeling. Good thing you can't really wear much of your old clothing like this. Something tells me you would have just ruined your pants if you had. Luckily for you, you've switched to wearing the Omega pregnancy clothes. Tied up top. Flows out to allow full exposure of the stomach. The underwear is mostly there for its design, leaving your hole completely open and leaking. Even from here, I can see the slick becoming more apparent as you get more turned on. Hormones raging, your mate between your thighs. Of course you were going to have a reaction. You can't help it, bitch. You're just a little Omega, aren't you? That's why Alpha's here. Alpha's going to take care of you and make you feel good. Feeling me climb on top of you. You can't help but whine as you feel my cock resting against you. Oh, just look at you. 1 minute you're fine, the next you're all needy and pathetic. It's adorable how quickly those hormones are making you change. Don't worry, little O. Alpha Naomi is here to take care of her mate. It's okay. Just breathe for me, Omega. It's just my cock sliding inside. Oh, so fucking wet. Oh, that's it. That's a good bitch, yeah. Take Alpha's cock, just like you have so many times before. Oh. Always look so fucking sexy when you're laid out underneath me. letting me do whatever I want to you. Trained you to take it perfectly, haven't I? soon we aren't going to be able to do it like this. Your belly is going to be too big. You're going to be too far along in your pregnancy. While you can bounce, it is a good thing. It means you're doing your job as an Omega properly. You're making Alpha happy. You're giving her all the baby she could want. That's what it means to be a good breeder, doesn't it? I mean, just look at you, already knocked up and you're begging for another load. Would be happy if I bred another litter into you, wouldn't you? It's what your Omegan instincts tell you you were made for. Oh, feeling your belly move with every thrust. It only makes it better, reminds you of your purpose, of your place. You're Alpha's breeding bitch, aren't you? Yeah, listen to the enthusiasm in your voice. You love being my breeding bitch, don't you? moaning and nodding your head, yes. You wrap your arms around me, trying to bring me closer. Can't help but bury your face in my neck, inhaling my fresh scent, feeling that wave of arousal that washes over you. It's amazing how a scent can make you feel so calm and so riled up at the same time. It's everything you've ever wanted. It smells like love and home. It's so good as you take another deep breath. Oh, yes, that's it, little O. Whatever makes you feel good. Whatever helps take that edge off. It must be so hard to keep up with your libido when your bump is so big like this. Looking down, you can barely see anything, can you? And it's only going to get bigger as you progress through your pregnancy, little O. You're being such a good Omega, doing your duty so well, making Alpha so proud. Oh, that's it. Keep it up. Keep doing what you're told. It's where you thrive, isn't it? Alpha's gorgeous Omega. Split open on my cock, taking it nice and deep, just like you were trained to do. Clenching around me, trying to get the knot to pop sooner. It's not enough that you are already knocked up. It's not enough that Alpha did her job and gave you what you wanted during your last heat, because you... You've always been like this, insatiable and greedy. It's so cute how you can't fight your own instincts. It's who you are. You're just a simple-minded breeding bitch for Alpha, and that's all you will ever be, isn't it? And that's okay. You don't need to be any more than this. You found your niche where you can be happy, and that's all that matters. Grinding your hips with me, trying to get more friction. Oh, fuck. Alpha's going to do whatever it takes to make you feel good, to take care of you, to make sure you never want anything. It's my job as your protector, right? Oh, yes. Oh, good Omega. That's my bitch. Oh, so fucking perfect for me. Looks so good on your back. Looking up, feeling the bump that I helped create move with us. Pressed between two bodies. It only makes you moan more. Being such a good mate for your Alpha makes you so happy. Makes your pleasure grow. This is what you needed, isn't it? Oh, a little bit of attention from me is enough to make you get so wet. How cute. Those hormones really are wrecking your body, making you so much more fun for me to play with. Oh, even the littlest touch from me is enough to elicit some sort of reaction from you. Makes me wonder if you're sensitive enough to come on my not alone. Should we try it? Seems great minds think alike, little O. Oh, so fucking lucky you're mine. Oh, fuck. Moving with me, trying to rock your hips to take it deeper. It feels so good to be fucked like a proper bitch, doesn't it? Not sure how much longer you can hold on. It's okay, Alpha doesn't mind. Alpha wants to make you feel good. You're going to show me what a well-drained bitch you are. That you are a proper breeder and can come on my knot, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right, little O. Not going to orgasm before Alpha because that's unclassy. You were taught better than that. You know how to keep some semblance of composure. I'm not sure if that's going to stick around the longer the pregnancy goes on, but right now, you're still in the right mind. You're in control of yourself. Despite how good everything feels. And you're not going to come after me because that means that Alpha has to do extra work. And you want to be a good Omega. Make Alpha's life as easy as possible, don't you? Oh, yeah. You're too fucking good for me, Omega. Can only hope that I live up to your expectations. Oh, fuck, clenching around me as my knot starts to grow. A telltale smile appears on your face. That's what you were wanting this entire time, wasn't it? Oh, fuck you. Alpha's knot will take the edge off. We'll help get those hormones back in check. Going to be a good Omega and come with Alpha. Not before, not after, because you're better than that. It's why you're knocked up and going to take another load. Oh, fuck. I just had a thought. I wonder if you're going to catch again. Never heard of it happening, but that doesn't mean it can't. There's a first time for everything, right? Talking like that. Oh, it does things to me, my mates. But you knew that already. Love to make Alpha blush with that dirty mouth of yours. Well, it's your turn to fluster. Your turn to let it all out. Oh. Don't hold anything inside, little O. Make off a proud. You can do it. Come with me. Let it go. Let go and come. Come on. And if I said that wasn't my intention for joining you in your nest, would you actually believe me, or...
Yeah, I
probably wouldn't believe me either. But I promise it wasn't. I genuinely came in here just to make sure you were okay and give the bump a little bit of love. I didn't mean for it to turn into, well, this. But I'm certainly not complaining. Any excuse to not you is a good one for me, little O. I love you so much. And I love whoever it is that you're growing inside you. I know we haven't met yet. But that doesn't mean I don't already love you with my entire heart. You're the most wanted thing in the universe. And you haven't even been born yet. You'll be cherished, just like my mate is. How I love you so much for creating someone that isn't even here yet. You're kind of amazing, you know that, right? My body could never do anything like this. It's one of the miracles of being an Omega, I guess. The ultimate gift, one I'll never take for granted. You're risking so much for us, for our new little family. Don't think I don't value the sacrifice you're making. I know you're not the most comfortable right now. So, whatever I can do to make things easier on you, just let me know. Do not hesitate for even a second, understand? You can call me overprotective all you want. It's only because I care about you. Would you rather me be cold and distant? Then you're going to have to deal with being worried and obsessive. And it's only going to get worse as the pregnancy continues along. There are still quite a few months left, and you are only going to get bigger. Our hormones are only going to get worse, and you are going to be needing your alpha more and more. And I'm going to be there every step of the way. If you need space, all you have to do is say it. I'm here for you, little O. And for this one, too. Now, how are you feeling? Are you doing okay, my mate? Well, we won't be able to move for at least another 10 minutes. My knots are typically 15 minutes, if you remember, and it hasn't even been 5 yet. Oh, don't complain too much. Are you really trying to say that my knot doesn't feel good? You just want to move around, don't you? Just a few more minutes of us being stuck like this. Then you'll be able to move again, I promise. I'll run downstairs and make us lunch or something. What are you feeling? Really? I was kind of thinking of a salad. I know that it's boring, but it's healthy. And you kind of need that for you and the baby, don't you? Maybe babies, if I did manage to knock you up again. What? I'm just teasing. I doubt that's something that could really happen. I feel like the doctors would have warned us about it, and considering we've been to all of those appointments, it's not something they ever brought up. It was just something filthy to say at the moment. I know how crazy you go for breeding stuff. Almost like it's built into your very nature to love that feeling of my knot pumping, you fool of cum, locking the two of us in place. I wonder why that could be. You're the best thing to have ever happened to me. You're my heart, you know that? There isn't anyone who could ever take your place, little O. If anything were to happen to you, I think I would just remain single because anyone else would just be living in your shadow. You have raised the bar so high just by being yourself. And I know you don't see it that way. You just see it as being yourself, but it's not. It's so much more. You're so talented, so brilliant, so funny, and you don't even see it. I'm the luckiest alpha in the world to get a mate so fucking amazing. You're so far out of my league, it's not even funny. I couldn't have fallen for a better Omega. Nor would I have picked someone else to start a family with. You're everything I've always dreamed about in a mate since I was a child. You are the best thing to have ever happened to me, and I mean it. I'm always going to be here, taking care of you, standing by your side, giving you whatever you need, because that is what it means to be your partner. I promise, I'm staying by your side. I'm not going to be one of those knotheads that leaves once the baby is born. It's you and me for the rest of our lives, right? That's fucking right, little O. You're my forever.